The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Fellow auto detailers, welcome to the show that features interviews with today's most successful auto detailers. This is the Auto Detailing Podcast. Here's your host, Jimbo Balaam.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to episode 285 of the Auto Detailing Podcast. I'm Jimbo, your host, and today is going to be a solo show, going to be a little bit quicker of an episode. Just wanted to go over a listener-submitted question that I got the other day that I actually get a lot, that I honestly felt that I hit it quite a bit, but apparently not. So I wanted to kind of touch on this topic because I know it's a topic that a lot of you struggle with out there. But before we get into the listener submitted question from Chad Adkins, thanks Chad for reaching out, and I did answer it for him briefly, but I wanted to do kind of an episode dedicated towards it because I feel like I get this question a bunch. So I wanted to have an episode that I can kind of reference back to help people out. So, but before we get into that, I want to thank, of course, autofiber.com. Ian over at Autofiber is helping power this podcast by giving you guys a discount of 20% off and free shipping if you live in the States. If you live outside the United States, you can still get the 20% off, but you're going to have to pay a little bit for shipping. And quality microfiber towels and accessories is what Ian over at autofiber.com sells. And in fact, I know we have a few left, but this past week on Friday, actually, Ian sent me a picture of these towels that he had actually screen printed both my business and the Auto Detailing Podcast logo on these towels, and he's giving them away for free. Now I know we've given away more than half of the available ones, just through a Facebook post, that I did on Friday. But if you're still interested, there still may be some available. You can go on my Facebook page, facebook.com/Jimbo.Balaam, or just check the show notes for that link. And a couple posts down, there's the link to get the free towel. Mind you, it's free. So you get a towel. It's screen printed with the Auto Detailing Podcast, Jimbo's Auto Detailing on it. Kind of a souvenir piece. One guy commented that it looks a little thin, and to him, I really don't care because you're probably not going to be using this towel, maybe for some rims, but it's free. So just go to my Facebook page, or if you go to autofiber.com and email Ian, he'll get you situated. But there's only a select amount of them, so they're free. But hop on over there and get that if you would like. So today, again, like I said, just going to be a solo show. It's going to be a little bit of a quicker one. Happy Memorial Day to those of us in the United States or wherever you may you may be at in the world, but for us in the States, it's a holiday to the men and women who serve both at home for the United States and any other country. Thank you for your service. And I'm going to be drinking while we do this. So just water, don't worry. Right, so Chad writes in and he says, Jimbo, I have a question. I'm trying to start detailing part-time as I currently work a full-time job. What advice would you give as I have no water tank or generator? I feel inadequate to other mobile detailers or shops, and I will not come off as professional, and that I will have to lower prices to gain customers. Now, I've kind of been on this little bit of a kick lately with, doing free work if you need free work to get started. But Chad, it's an interesting thing that you brought up. You have no water tank or generator, so that makes you feel inadequate. And I completely understand that feeling of not feeling adequate. How about that? I get that because you feel that having the right equipment or having equipment to show makes you seem more professional to the customer. And by having the right equipment, that kind of gives you confidence, right? And I completely understand that. You see these other guys, you know, with their setups. It's crazy elaborate, really cool setups. And you want that because that's what you think you need. But the fact of the matter is, and I've had, you know, trailers set up with water tanks, generators, all that. I've had a van set up the same way. I've had all that. And it's what's really interesting to me in my gut reaction and my gut response when I actually read your question for the first time was it's really funny to me because as I've been going at this almost 10 years now, going on 10 years actually, running my own full-time mobile detailing business, I've actually tried to get away with as little equipment as possible. And so instead of you know, having the pressure washer, the generator, the water tank, the this, the that, blah, 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 I've actually tried to really hone down and see how little of equipment I can have and still get the job done and still feel adequate instead of feeling inadequate at times. Now there is a trade-off with that. You won't always have the tool for every single situation that may cross your plate. But it's actually crazy how little of equipment you can actually get by with and how, much of a non-issue it is to customers if you say, hey, can I plug into your power? Hey, do you mind if I use your hose? Or sometimes you don't even have to ask to use the hose. You could just use it because it's just there. Now, I will tell you, it's not as convenient to use a hose where you're going to get water spotting, or the water's not going to be as easy to work with as it would be if you had deionized water or reverse osmosis water or whatever like that. But I really think that the feeling of being inadequate comes from lack of experience, not from lack of equipment. So I think what you need to do, Chad, is just really get out there and get some cars under your belt. And that may mean that you have to be the cheaper guy in town. Now, I know that you don't want to be that because of what you hear from all the other detailers on the internet. And I got to take it easy on internet detailers. I mean, I've been a little rough with them lately. And so I don't want to pick on internet detailers, but how about this, Chad? From what you see, you know, you see guys post, hey, I'm doing a full detail for $150, and then they just get slaughtered in these groups for saying that they're too cheap. When the fact of the matter is, Chad, when you're just starting out and no one knows who you are, and I don't know what your company name is, but when no one knows who you are, especially in your local community, you may have to be the cheap guy just so you can get some cars to rub out on. I mean, that's just the fact of the matter. That's just the fact of what it is, you know? So, you know, when I first started, $160 was a full detail, and I'd spend 5-6 hours on that. And then you progress into the, as you begin to build your reputation, you build your name, you get a little bit busier. See, it's really a supply and demand issue. You have a lot of supply right now and no demand. No one knows who you are. So as you get out there, as you start transitioning from part-time to full-time you're in a perfect position because your schedule can fill up extremely fast. You have that full-time job still. You have that security. A lot of guys don't have that. So I would keep that as long as you can because what it enables you to do by having a full-time job is to get a lot of cars under your belt and weather those slower times and figure out your marketing plan, your marketing budget. Do you need a water tank? Do you not need a water tank? Do you need a generator? But all those sorts of things, your ideal customer. And in fact, because you're doing it part-time, it may actually enable you to not start out as cheap as you're maybe thinking because you have a little bit less supply. And when I talk about supply, I'm talking about your time. So for what you see, whether it's a guy with a shop or a mobile guy, you know, and he's talking that he has really high prices and he's booked out, you know, a month or whatever. I don't like being booked out that long, but, you know, maybe he's booked out a few weeks, and you're going, man, I really want to get to that level. How do I get to that level? And it's really just a supply and demand thing. So for me, my supply is lower and lower because I'm being pulled in all these directions and I have regular customers and whatever, and the demand is ever increasing. So the demand for my time is ever increasing as my supply of time decreases. So in any other facet of your life, as supply dwindles and demand increases, usually there's a price increase. So, you know, avocado shortage in California because a storm wiped out the avocados from Mexico, right? So as there becomes less avocados, the price for the avocados that are currently available rises, supply and demand. So that's what I would say to you, Chad. You have, and for, you know, for anyone else listening, it's okay to be the cheap guy for a little while. It's okay. What you're going to find out is that you're working as your demand increases and your supply decreases of time, you're going to realize that you could be doing other things to make more money in less time than you're currently doing. Thus, that's when you start increasing your prices. But honestly, if you're just sitting, you know, sitting on your hands all week and you got no cars, or all weekend and you got no cars, you got a supply, you got a demand problem and a supply problem. You got too much supply, not enough demand. So I would really, really focus on getting new clients. I feel like you're feeling inadequate, maybe because of the equipment that you don't have. But honestly, with rinseless washes, waterless washes, and that kind of ways, and if you're mainly going to be doing customers at their homes, there's really no need for you to have a pressure washer. Again, give or take, you may live in a town or city that the cars are destroyed and there's a bunch of dirt roads and all that. So take that with a grain of salt. I don't want to throw out a blanket statement that you absolutely don't need a pressure washer, but it really depends on your market. And that's another thing when it comes to not wanting to be the low cheap guy, you really have to know what your market can handle. And that's why it's frustrating for me reading a lot of people's responses in these Facebook groups or forums or whatever. Who's on forums anymore? Facebook groups. You know, you can't really judge a book by its cover. You can't really give someone a correct answer without knowing the complete context of everything they're talking about. For example, last week when I used that 722 mix and did a Facebook post about it, people were freaking out, acting like I was saying this is the only way to clean seats, this is how you should do it. People were jumping to these massive conclusions when all I was really doing was sharing my experience. And what I thought the funniest part about it all was no one asked one time the backstory on what kind of car it is, whose car is it, what is the condition of the car, what has the car been, you know, exposed to prior to me detailing it or me, you know, being asked to clean it. What was the, all those factors go into it. And so all those factors or similar factors go into it when you're talking about pricing. Chad, maybe you live, or someone else who's listening, you may live in a town where the median income prices or median household income is $25,000-$30,000 a year. So for someone to spend, you know, $1,500 on a correction and coating may not be your target market, but maybe a $85 express detail is. So instead of worrying about being the cheap guy, I would worry about honing in, and it just comes through trial and error and talking to a lot of people, being exposed to a lot of cars, quoting a lot of cars, seeing a lot of cars, and really taking in all that feedback. But what you really, I would say my main advice to anyone is to find out what your market is about. And it doesn't have to, you don't have to be, your target market doesn't have to be the current town that you live in. It can be, and that'd be amazing, and that's what I do. But it doesn't have to be. Maybe it's a few towns away. Maybe it's a half an hour away. Maybe it's an hour away. I don't know. You have to figure that out. But once you pick your target market, then find out what services those customers are looking for. And sometimes you have to be the cheap guy in the beginning so you can figure out what services those customers are looking for. For giving an example, in my local market, I know that I can nail 95% of the calls that I get to my phone if I stuck between the $100 and $200 range. If I stick anywhere within that range, I can nail a really high percentage of customers. Now, as soon as I start venturing outside that $200 range, that supply of customers starts to dwindle. So, or that demand, would that be? Now I'm confusing myself. So anyway, I know that I close a lesser percentage of people in that higher $300 range, $400 range. So what I will do based upon the car and the customer and my availability, my supply of time, and my demand being put on me by other customers or regular customers or whatever, depending upon all those factors, that will usually dictate the price. I do have a standard price for packages, but what I've learning my market, touching a lot of cars, talking to a lot of people, have realized that these set packages, full details, complete details, whatever, they don't really work. I really like the level one, level two, level three model. And I usually keep it around three levels. Because that is an easier way to gauge what needs to be done to a car and the price that dictates that. So I've kind of switched over to that model and done a lot of custom packages. Also, custom detail packages really work well. But Chad, chances are you know, and this is what I responded to him, chances are you know 100 times more information about that customer's car and how to what needs to be done to it than the customer does. So the fact that you're probably in the Facebook groups, you probably listen to this podcast, you probably listen to a lot of the other detailing podcasts out there, chances are you're more than adequate to go out there and absolutely kill it. And maybe this is all you needed, was just someone else telling you, dude, you got this, you can do it. And so Chad, this one's for you. This one's for all the other guys out there that are doing detailing as a part-time hustle. You can do it. And if maybe you don't even do it as a part-time hustle, you just do it for fun. Be more confident in your ability to detail a car, because chances are you're way better than most people out there when it comes to maintaining the car. And you're probably also a lot more critical on that than your customer is ever going to be. But don't be afraid to be the cheap guy. I know that's contrary to popular belief right now. I get that. But don't be afraid to be the cheap guy, because you got to start somewhere, man. And that's your issue right now, is you need customers. So sometimes when you need customers, you need cars to rub on, you need practice, that's when you do the crap work. That's when you do the cheap work. And that's how you cut your teeth. And that's how you get, you know, it's almost like a stepping stone. That's how you get to the gravy land that you see a lot of these guys talking about. That's how you get there. But if you really go back in time and look at these higher end guys, they were just like you, man, or lady. They were just like you guys. I was just like you. Cheap work, grunt work, shit work, I used to call it, still call it. Just the crap, man. It just sucks. And sometimes it's hard to get out of that. Sometimes you still do it even 9 years later, like I did on an 07 Acura MDX. That was completely beat to crap. But sometimes it's harder to say no. And sometimes you learn how to say no with certain stuff and how to get around that. But anyway, Chad, I hope that one helps you, man. And I hope that helps everyone out there listening. Just be confident in yourself. You know it. You can do it. You can kill it. And thanks for writing in, Chad. If you listening have a question that you want answered, let me know. Write into me. You can go to facebook.com/autodetailingpodcast or click the links in the show notes below, and I'll try my hardest to respond to you as soon as possible. Or hey, maybe it'll be the topic for an upcoming podcast episode. Again, thanks to Ian over at AutoFiber. You can get 20% off at AutoFiber.com if you use my code Jimbo. So that's 20% off at AutoFiber.com using code Jimbo, which I forgot to mention at the top of the show. And check out those free screen printed towels if you want. All right, guys, see you next week on that episode of the Auto Detailing Podcast. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Auto Detailing Podcast. Head on over to autodetailingpodcast.com for full show notes and links of everything that we've talked about today. And don't forget to check out our resources page for a direct link to all the products talked about not only on today's episode, but that I use in my day-to-day detail business. They have direct links so you can purchase and get free shipping right from that page. That's autodetailingpodcast.com. We'll see you on the next episode.
Help your small business thrive and stay connected with the Comcast Business Complete Connectivity Solution. It's the largest, fastest, reliable network. Advanced gig speed Wi-Fi and cyber threat protection. Get started for just $40 a month for 12 months with no annual contract when you add mobile. Plus, ask how to get up to a $750 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 2/21/2023. Restrictions apply. Requires EcoBill and AutoPay. New 100 megabits per second internet and Comcast Business Security Edge customers only. Equipment taxes and fees extra. After 12 months, regular rates apply. Gig internet required for gig Wi-Fi.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.